I'm Susan Bentz in Milwaukee, where there's another fish experiment going on, this one to reestablish a fish native to Lake Michigan. Perch is lauded for its white flaky meat and was once a staple of the traditional Friday fish fry. But in the 1980s, perch populations plunged in Lake Michigan, and by 1996, commercial fishing was banned. Enter three entrepreneurs who envisioned giant fish tanks inside an abandoned crane manufacturing factory. 20 dump trucks worth of debris were removed before deep troughs were carved into the floor. Horticultural director Jesse Hull points to perch swimming about the bottom of one of Sweetwater Organics' 7 10,000-gallon fish runways.
They're producing ammonia, nitrogenous waste, right? We're bringing that up into the plant beds. This one is 3 tiers high.
Lettuces and watercress peek out of long shelves stretching above the tank. The plants are raised hydroponically, so the fish water circulates up to them and the fish waste feeds the plants. The plants filter and cleanse the water, which goes back into the tanks. Hull says no matter how energy efficient Sweetwater Organics strives to be, it takes a lot of artificial light to raise healthy plants in a cavernous factory.
We're mapping out scenarios right now where we could put greenhouses on the south-facing wall of the building, on the roof of the building. This eliminates any of the blocking of the light that the walls provide.
A series of greenhouses will eventually fill the 2-acre parcel next to the factory shell. One of Sweetwater's founders, Josh Frauendorf, munching on freshly plucked arugula, is watching the glass panels being installed on one of the greenhouses.
This is kind of a new, what we think is the next wave of our expansion as well as our knowledge.
Frauendorf, who runs a roofing company, had hoped his initial $40,000 investment would go further, but now he's thinking long term.
We're looking at probably a $4 million project. It'll produce about 1,500 to 2,000 pounds of produce a week, and that'll provide us with 30-plus systems so we can harvest 20 to 25,000 fish a month.
1 mile away, fish biologist Fred Binkowski is raising perch by the thousands in his highly controlled Great Lakes Water Institute lab. He stocks Sweetwater Organics with 6-month-old perch he raises here.
We supply fingerlings, but only as part of a cooperative research effort. That gives me the opportunity to take what we have going on here in a research lab and put it into a commercial site.
Binkowski thinks Sweetwater Organics will benefit not only from his healthy fingerlings, but because of its strategic location.
It's being placed at the center of consumer demand. You don't have to be transporting fish 300-400 miles, and there is an available job force there, especially today with our unemployment rate being close to 10%.
There's not much in the realm of aquaponics that escapes Charlie Price's attention. He runs an aquaponics nonprofit in the UK and says every possible collaboration, even with something happening in an old warehouse in Milwaukee, should be encouraged.
By 2030, it's been stated we need to provide 50% more food and 50% more energy. Aquaponics has the potential to address that.
Sweetwater Organics is due to sell its first batch of perch in early January. It's now the largest urban aquaponics center in the country and is advising other fledgling indoor fish vegetable farm projects nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Susan Bentz in Milwaukee.